grew up in a Muslim environment, and we didn't talk very much about God, because in my home, God was far away, and we had to be respectful of Him. However, we never really talked to God, or it was not a personal God. We knew, all of us, that God had created us, there was a God, and if we did something wrong, He would punish us, and if He did something good, maybe or maybe not, he would reward us. One day I was, I felt like I was unfairly punished by my mother. I didn't do anything wrong. And she asked me to go to the corner of the room after I was punished. And I didn't know, I just wanted to climb all the walls and everything. And I felt it was so unfair. And suddenly I heard a voice who told me, hey, Shireen, it's okay, it's your mom, just love her, everything will be fine. And I started to hearing this voice, and I just felt peace. Just peace came over me, and I just forgot about all that punishment and everything. And I was used to call that voice my God, and my God was in the corner of the room. That was all I knew. Otherwise, my mom and dad's God, it was far away, and if we would do something wrong, he would come and punish us. So this was how I grew up. There were a lot of things happening around us in our country, and there was a revolution and everything, and I was in the middle of it. And therefore, for my own safety, they decided to send me to France to study and to finish up the high school and to go to university there. Somehow, miraculously, I ended up in a convent together with nuns and priests, and I was the only one who was not, who did not know Christ. And, I was just observing those people who were serving me, who had not done anything. I did not even pay them. I was living with them. They were preparing my meals like as if I was a princess, and they were talking to me. And I really, that was the first time in my life, after my parents, who had given me the unconditional love, these people were first people who had given me unconditional love, and I could not understand that. And I just wanted to know what was going on in their mind, in their heart and everything. And that was how I got to hear about Jesus. Not that they evangelized me, but that I myself, on the back of the convent, there was some meetings, and I asked to be in those meetings, and there they had Bible studies, and they were talking about Jesus and so on. Now, I did not know, as I looked at my dictionary, Jesus, for us, it looked like I knew about him, he was a prophet. And at the end of the Bible study, they told me that Jesus was Son of God, and that did not really seem very intelligent to me. However, I looked at them, and they were mostly professors at universities, very highly educated people in those Bible studies and everything. So that made me even think more about maybe not everybody here is crazy. Maybe I should investigate more and to know more about Jesus. And, I put almost God to test, and at the start it was difficult for me to call God as Father, Jesus, Son of God, and so on. Nothing made sense to me, actually. But, because of the unconditional love that I was receiving every single day, although I was a naughty girl, I did lots of wrong things, and I did all the wrong things of the world, and still they were smiling and showing me grace, and they loved me. I said, wow, even if my mother had been there, I would have received some punishment, and they don't even want to punish me. I mean, I was fascinated with them. I thought, wow, this is, I just have to find out about this mystery. And the more I got to know about Jesus and whatever he did, I was fascinated with him, with his character, and I wanted to become like him. My way of thinking was a little bit like Jesus. He had come to save the world. I want to do the same. I wanted to go and save the world. And I called Jesus as my favorite man. He was not really my God, but he was mostly my favorite man. And so this was how I had it until series of events and miracles happened where I was directed to Norway, the north of Europe, and I ended up in a Lutheran church there. And I discovered more about Jesus there. And, you know, and the unconditional love. For me, there, I converted to Christianity. However, you know, for me, it was just like changing religion. Still, I felt like I had not given my heart to Jesus. So, because I always, my way of thinking was that I came from a society where they ignored women, where they disrespected women, but women were inferior. So by going and, you know, just trying to become like Jesus and trying to do like other Christians, I could become a better person. Until I came to a point in my life where I was, I had a lots of problems and I felt like there was no way out for me. As I was crying and I didn't know whom to cry to, you know, I had a cross in the corner of the room, I had the Bible, but it was there. And suddenly I fainted there and I had a very, very strong vision. And this was, in that vision, I saw a man coming from that way and he was dressed like, they showed Jesus dressed on the cross. And everybody had raised their hands and I was in the third row. And everybody raised their hands and they wanted to touch him and he let himself be touched. And suddenly I cried and I said, "Oh Father Jesus, please come and help me." And in that vision, it didn't seem like he heard me, but he came closer and closer. As he came closer, I just looked at his eyes. The only thing I wanted to know, if he was mad at me. You know, in a Muslim, the Muslim way of thinking is that, you know, you are not really a sinner until you have really sinned and done something wrong. And so that was for me the first time standing in front of God and feeling like I was a sinner and I really did not deserve to be forgiven. That was how I stood in front of him in that vision. And I was just looking and seeking in his eyes if there was a way he could forgive me from what had happened. And I didn't know what had happened. However, can you forgive me in this situation? Is there any way out? And he came closer, I looked at his eyes. I felt like his eyes had suffered so much. However, suddenly he opened up his arm and he asked me to go to him. And I could not believe, it was as if they had given me the whole world. I ran to him like crazy, I took around his neck and I said, "You know, I don't care where you go, but wherever you go, I will be hanging from your neck." As I opened my eyes, I had the Bible right here and I was pretty scared when I opened my eyes actually, and I was just trembling and I didn't know what to do, what actually happened. I was just trying to explain to myself what happened, and when I remembered the vision, and then I said that to one of my Christian friends. He said that, "Well, that was the first time you really repented, and you know, I think you've got saved." And the most amazing thing was that everything that I hated before, I liked now, and everything that I liked before, I hated now. You know, all the worldly music and so on did not make sense. And when even reading the Bible, well, I had the Bible right next to me, so as I opened it, it was as if the words meant something else. It was something, some cover from my eyes that was taken away. I could see and I could understand the Word of God. And it was amazing, I cannot tell you. I felt like a new person. The other person died. I mean, what happened to the other person? I could not explain it. I am a new person who can enjoy and who can see all the opportunities and everything. I remember the God at the corner of the room, the voice that was already talking to me then, the voice that was giving me peace. And they said that, "God, will you give peace, peace that is beyond our understanding?" And suddenly, you know, everything fall in the right place, you know, just I felt like, wow, so he was that and he did this. And it felt like a plan that he really wanted me to be saved. And in spite of the situations, every difficult situation to make himself known to me. And I'm very privileged to know Jesus today. This is a person that you can talk to, and you really want to have the Spirit of God in your life to guide you, because otherwise your life does not make sense at all. And you would want a God who empowers you. You would want a God who gives you wisdom. You really would want that, than a God who just sits there and observes you. Oh, you did this, you're going to be punished. I'm not sure if you're going to heaven or you're going to go to the opposite side. You would want a God who really give you unconditionally, abundantly his love. That's what you would want to have. I mean, it's not even to be compared with any religion or any type of faith. Understanding unconditional love was something very important, something very important. And many times as I myself approached a Muslim friend, it has been like, I understood for them, it was like, oh, she wants to make us the member of her church. She wants us to do this, that's why she's doing that. So I really didn't want this to be only an advertisement for something, you do this because of that, but just do this because your life is going to change. You're going to see all the possibilities that you have. You're going to see the God's plan for your life, the purpose of God for your life. You're going to enjoy your life. Even if you are in difficulties, you're going to have, you're going to see your possibilities. Even when the world around you thinks that everything is lost, you still see the light, because you have hope. You have the hope that is, and nobody can take that from you.